When did the summer officially begin for these children? You say school started in the fall. Well, what happened in the spring?
Well, and when we first came to this country, they'd have about 3 months free school in the year. And of course, the school system, as things improved, the social part of the country, they built the schools up and soon had a good school system, what I consider good schools. I think they have a good school system, don't you,
oh, yeah,
in this state? But, and when we first came here, about 3 months out of the year, and that'd usually be in the spring or summer when the weather was warmer. You know, in the winter it'd be so bitter cold, or we felt that. And then, like Claude walked 3 miles and a half to school when he started school. He and the neighbor's children lived nearest to us. As they'd go to school in the morning, they'd catch lizards and climb the weeds and come back and stop and play with them that evening. Sometimes we'd have to go and hunt. I don't know if we'd get uneasy at all. And by the time Dewey came along, got a school age, so the conditions were different then. He come to town to school always. Well, Claude came after he got school here in Sayre too. But the first schoolhouse we had, and they used to call that the Timber Creek community over there, well, it's called the Doxy community now. Mr. B. I think there's about half a dozen of the men went to Canadian City and bought the lumber and hauled it in wagons to build a little one-room school building.
Oh.
It's out west of where the Doxy town later on. They used to have a pretty good town at Doxy, down about a mile south of where the school building is.
I think, yes, Claude showed me that.
And is on the railroad, where the railroad crosses Timber Creek down there. And then they built a pretty good wooden school building down there after that. I have a picture here somewhere of that school, the first school they had, the old building of the children.
When did school officially end then, in the first days?
Well, it just, I don't think there was any set time for school then until the school system, they got it better organized, you know, until they had winter sessions, and it usually starts the 1st of September. And when they started raising cotton, and they do that yet, some school districts will start in August, and then they can take off a month, the children will, to pick cotton, you see, later on in the fall. But usually by the 1st of September would be the regular school year.
If a boy starts for school and doesn't attend, you say, what did he do?
Well, he played hooky.
But he should go to school for what?
How's that?
He should go to school because that way he can get in.
Oh, he can get an education, of course. That's what he's going for.
And he may be able to go on to
college or university and finish his education.
What did they call the grade that the students began school in?
Well, it was the first grade, and then they would finish the 8th grade and then go into high school. But now they have a junior high school. That starts with what, about the 7th grade?
Is I think it?